Remembering a hero.
Well, here we are. I can't believe I waited so long to come and see it. Thanks for coming with me, Kelly.
No problem, Tim. I know that your father was very special to you.
Yes, even though I was only 11 years old when he died, I can still remember how kind and loving he was.
It must have been quite a shock for the family when you got the news.
Yes, it was. Of course, we knew that he was in danger, but we always held out hope that he would come home.
Well, I think this is a beautiful memorial, don't you?
Yes, I'm very pleased with the way it turned out. I think my father would approve. That red granite is from the northern part of the state, and that bronze statue was made by a local artist.
How long did it take to complete?
Well, almost 5 years. People wanted a way to honor and remember the men and women from the area who had lost their lives in the war. It took a couple of years for the council to approve the funding, and then another year or so to approve the design. They finally finished it last October.
Did they have a dedication?
Yes, a few weeks later they had a big ceremony. But it was during that time when I was so sick with the flu.
Well, you're here now. Wow! Just look at all those names carved in the granite. There must be over 100.
Yes, we often forget just how costly that war was in terms of human life. And that's just here in Tower City.
Tim, come here. I found your dad's name, Captain John Robert Mollers. Captain? I didn't know that he was a captain.
Yes, he received several medals during his service. My mother still has them hanging on the wall in her bedroom.
Where is your dad actually buried?
Somewhere in the south of France.
Wow, that's far away.
Yes, none of my family has ever made the attempt to travel over there and try to find the site. I'd love to go there with my family and learn as much as I could about my dad and that time in history.
That sounds like a wonderful adventure. Don't wait too long, or you might miss your chance.
Actually, we're thinking about making a trip to France next year.